prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The skipper of the Chicago White Sox, Rick Renteria.
Rick, you've been in Chicago a long time, longer than anybody in town, as we mentioned introducing you, but your team is still pretty young. And so you have a team that hasn't had to deal with the weight of expectations, which can get heavy. How do you plan to address that from the first day of spring training on, and how concerned are you about those expectations?
I'm not too concerned. I know that the record isn't what anyone would have wanted. Obviously, the addition of player personnel plays a big part in what we believe is truthfully what we're going to be capable of doing. But expectations have never been something that we've shied away from. Everybody now sees the club and sees the additions we've made and has legitimate expectations as we do. If you're afraid of expectations and you want to shy away from them, this is not something you should be doing.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Michael Kopech dealing with anxiety and depression publicly. And then you just said your wife has helped you with that and deleting social media.
What was the bottom like?
Being lost, in a sense. I can't really pinpoint to one thing. You know, I've vaguely talked about having suicidal thoughts. And at that stage in my life, you know, it's not something I'm proud to talk about, but it's something that's very real. And at that stage in my life, I didn't know what I wanted, who I was, what I thought was a normal life, so to speak. And I think by being around people that truly love me and care about me, and not necessarily Michael Kopech, the baseball player, which I think now it's more so about me, you know, being a baseball player second. I have a real life and a real support group and a real loving family.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
It's not anything about money. It's not anything about other teams. It's strictly the toll and the energy required to do what he does day in, day out during a football season. And the sacrifices that involves relative to your family as well. And then I think with that information then, and we want him back. You know, in other words, he played at an extremely high level. And when he got hurt, then Teddy Bridgewater went in. And he was outstanding. And so Teddy's a free agent. And fortunately, we've got time before free agency. But Taysom Hill is another. To have all three of those guys back is probably very unlikely.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. So that is the voice of Sean Payton. He, of course, is the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Going to tell you what I done did. That was my Justin Wilson, the old reliever, not the cook.
Thank you for the translation. Yeah.
Whenever you hear Drew Brees, you know, Drew Brees is coming back, and he's coming back with the Saints, obviously. And whenever you hear that, that means the Saints have a shot, right? I mean, the Saints have had heartbreaking losses, but I think Sean Payton saying there that you're not going to be able to keep all three, the idea that Drew Brees is back means that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be elsewhere.
Put it this way.
Taysom Hill probably will be the backup.
If the Saints didn't have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl next year, Drew Brees wouldn't be coming back.
That's right.
He made the assessment based on what they have as a team, where they're headed as a roster, the comfort level that he feels with Sean Payton and the organization. He's the franchise player has been for the past decade, and this makes all the sense in the world. He ages well. But yeah, Drew Brees coming back, I wondered yesterday, did he let Teddy Bridgewater know before he made the announcement from, was he in Maui? Was that where it was from? I think he posted on his Instagram account. And Teddy Bridgewater is going to go to free agency as everybody sort of expected. I think that it was, you know.
He's going to make a lot of money.
I don't think he's going to make $30 million a year.
I think he could make 24.
Well, that's a, yeah, but that's a difference.
It's a $6 million difference.
I can do the math. He's going to be the number one most sought after player at that position this offseason because more teams will feel like they can afford him. More teams will feel like it's realistic to acquire him or sign him. Tom Brady certainly is going to have, you know, they're going to bring the people to him a la LeBron James in 2010, come visit me, let me evaluate you, rather than the other way around. And he has earned that right if you're Tom Brady. But Teddy Bridgewater will be somebody that most teams look at, for instance, the Los Angeles Chargers. Are they going to really, they're going to maybe start with, okay, let's see what Tom Brady is, what it's going to take, is it realistic? Yeah, probably not. So let's look at Teddy Bridgewater. How can we afford $24 million under the cap? And that's a pretty good, reasonable price when you look at what other starting quarterbacks are going for these days.
I wonder how reasonable. I mean, I like Teddy Bridgewater, and don't get me wrong, he did a great job when Brees was down. I think he went 5-0. But when you think of him, do you think of him as a premier elite quarterback?
Well, I think I answer the question with a question. Do you need a premier elite quarterback to get to the Super Bowl these days?
Well, if I'm going to pay the guy that kind of money, I would want him to be an elite premier quarterback.
You know what Jimmy Garoppolo made last year?
He made
27.8 million dollars. Is he a premier elite quarterback? He was a top 10 statistical quarterback. Is he a guy you looked at in the playoffs? He threw 8 passes against the Vikings.
Yeah.
So I guess the answer would be yeah. When I go out and get Teddy Bridgewater and I'm an NFL general manager and I'm ownership and I'm a fan base and I have a team that feels like you're a playoff team already roster-wise, he's the missing piece. I say, yeah, we can get to where we want to go with him.
Okay, remind me, who was the other guy in the Super Bowl? Because that guy is an elite quarterback. That's kind of the standard, right?
But I'm not trying to sit here and argue that Teddy Bridgewater can be Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
What would worry me about Teddy is his health. I would be concerned about him holding up. And I would look at the entirety of his career, and it would bother me a little bit.
That's why I wouldn't give him 30.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking between 22 and 24, you still leave, if you want to allot $30 million to your passing game, I'm using that other six to find offensive linemen to protect him because the biggest ability is availability, and I wonder about his availability over the course of the next contract he signs because of his past. And that's just smart business. That's like anybody, but especially a guy who has missed the time that he missed with the injury he had. That said, he filled in very well last year, including against the Chicago Bears, 5-0 as a starter.
That's right.
But that was a good team as well. So
let me ask you this. So we talked with Biggs yesterday, and we talked about the Bears a little bit and about what the move would be at quarterback. If Teddy making 24, let's say, and I don't know, maybe gets more, but whatever it is, that's too much for the Bears. So we've set the price tag at, like, what did we set it at? $16 million, something like that?
I think
12 million,
between 16
preferably?
And 20, maybe.
Really?
I think it depends, Mully. Look, okay. If we're sitting here in a month and we come to work one day and we're blown away by the idea, it wouldn't be a month, it'd be several weeks,
yeah,
that the Bears somehow got into the Teddy Bridgewater conversation and they felt compelled to go out and sign him for $22 million per season for a 5-year contract, I don't think I could sit here and criticize that.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd come here because the circumstances would be, I think Teddy is going to where he can be a starter. I don't think he's interested in, listen, I played behind Drew Brees and I did very well. I can do the same for Mitch.
I'm talking hypothetically speaking.
Right.
But suspending what we think we know about their commitment to Mitch Trubisky. And I know that's difficult to do because of what was said at the postseason press conference. But if the Bears have determined sometime between then and now that they're going a different direction at quarterback and they want to invest $110 million into Teddy Bridgewater, I wouldn't think that was a bad direction to go.
No, I wouldn't disagree with it. But I'm starting with the a priori fact that Mitch is coming back and he's going to be their starter.
Then your options are limited.
I don't know how long he's going to be their starter. I think a minimum quarter of the season, maybe 6 games. I think they'll try to get out of they'll try to come out and win some games. And as long as they are having a successful season, if they come out 0-4, then they're obviously going to make a move. But I don't think they are going to, because I think they're probably good enough to be.
Rex Grossman was a quarterback of a 2000, of a Super Bowl.
That's right. And that year, he was nearly replaced against St. Louis.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And he was shaky going into that offseason. He lasted 3 games into the next season. They had injuries that 2007 season. I don't know if that's a good comparison or not. But the point is well taken is that it's a what have you done for me lately league. And if Mitch Trubisky is the starter on week 1, I would give him 4 games to prove that he deserves to keep that job.
He's our guy forever. Or unless we start poorly, then we have to dump him.
So back to your question, I think it's a good one. What is everybody, when they go to shop for a car, you know what you can't afford. You know what you can't afford. You know what you're looking at, okay? So they're out of the luxury vehicle shopping market, right? The Bears aren't looking for a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
They're probably in the Marcus Mariota range. They're probably in
That makes sense to me.
Case Keenum. That's not
Case
a sexy
Keenum
name.
Has been mentioned a ton.
But he's probably the affordability factor contributes to that, why he's been mentioned a ton.
He's also competent. I don't know that he's great.
He's more competent than Chase Daniel.
But he's competent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's won in the league. Not necessarily been the deciding factor, but he's been able to win in the league.
If Tom Brady stays with New England and Andy Dalton doesn't become the guy that Bill Belichick wants to overpay. I think that he could be a guy that falls into your price range, perhaps, maybe at the top end of your price range. But I would pursue him vigorously if I'm the Bears and he's available and gets cut by the Bengals, who were committed to Joe Burrow.
I think what I find amusing about the entire thing is that we're sitting here, every time a quarterback becomes available, we're like ready to sign the guy.
But, oh, yeah.
But they're not. And what we want is we want the musical chairs to continue to a point where, oh, look at, there's one guy left.
We don't know if they are or not, though, because they're talking to themselves in the bunker, and I don't know that we can hear them because we haven't heard from them in so long.
And believe me, they're talking to themselves. They're all just muttering swear words to themselves.
We're going to get the transition, but before that, a public service. Tonight, the Hawks do play the New York Rangers.
Who's this?
The Blackhawks.
Oh, thank you.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
I read about it in the Tribune.
No, you did not. Oh. And Artemi Panarin versus Patrick Kane, the Strome brothers are going against each other. This is a good matchup tonight at the United Center.
I hope Kane puts a beating on him. Oh, no, they're not going to square off.
I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I had to mention that.
You've been very upset that it's not in the Tribune.
Well, I just wanted to mention that there's a hockey game in town tonight.
Well, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor. And this show's going to turn into a hockey game. So I'm going to beat somebody ought to beat.
Okay, Markakis.
Mully and Haw on the score.
That's hockey, baby.
No matter what side of town you're from,
no matter what team you root for,
if it's from Chicago, we've got you covered. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score, dominating the Chicago sports landscape for nearly three decades. A radio.com sports station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio. Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty Hands made to paint, panel, plaster. Hand click the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet and those super soft sheets delivered right to your door. Now your hands can do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath. Plus, enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store and online returns only at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Valid on select items online only now through February 20th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Thanks for streaming.
Streaming the Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
We're talking to Mark Grace here. Can I ask, like, what is your side of the story? Because I was actually at the game in 01 when you're with the Diamondbacks and you came back and you played at Wrigley and there was a huge standing ovation for you. There was never really an issue with Mark Grace and Cubs fans. So I don't really understand what happened between you and the organization.
Let's just put it this way. When we're younger, we all think we're probably better than we actually are or something like that. I just know this, that after 13 years of playing with the Chicago Cubs, I wanted to be a Cub for life. I wanted to be a Cub for life, and unfortunately for me, you know, I'm not the one making that decision.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6.